Manning, we're not in Kansas anymore.
What year is it?
35 years from now, you reprogrammed me to be your protector here. This time.
Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
Hot tub time machine.
You maniac! You blew it up!
Toto was a time traveler? Ah, that and other questions grappled with by our movie critic, Rafer Guzman, who's a film critic for Newsday, right here in the studio. Rafer, welcome.
Thanks, John.
It's great to talk to you. We've got two movies this weekend. Kind of a cold, miserable weekend here in New York. Good time to go out to the movies. And I don't know what to think about this. I'm kind of looking forward to it. The premise is a little sort of network meets something Reese Witherspoon might have done. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Well, listen up. Iraq 2 is happening. The network is stretched thin. All our talent is going there. We need people, any people, to fill the void in Afghanistan. And you folks here are all the unmarried, childless personnel in this bureau. For those of you who are behind the scenes, there are opportunities to be on camera. Kim, are you going to be joining in?
The travel or the crying?
Tina Fey, of course, which is a big asset. How does this work?
Well, she plays Kim Baker, who is a journalist, desk-bound journalist, who decides to shake up her life. She volunteers to go to Afghanistan and cover the war there. And this is based on Kim Barker's memoir, The Taliban Shuffle. I don't know if you recall the New York Times, when they reviewed this book back in, I think it was 2011, said that Kim Barker describes herself as a sort of Tina Fey character. And so here she is playing the role. And yes, she is an asset. She's very good. You know, she's got the comedic chops and she's got the dramatic chops. I just think the problem with this movie is it's really a series of vignettes, little small moments, observations. We learn a little slang here and there, but there's no real story to carry us through. And I think the movie tries to put some kind of subplots on there to pull us through the film. They don't quite work. She has a romance with Martin Freeman. He plays a Scottish photojournalist. It's all a little bit lukewarm, and I don't think you learn that much about the war. I don't think you learn that much about the character of Kim Baker, really, in the end. So it's a kind of a tepid film that I think could have been really interesting.
Needed more of a cynical edge about the media?
Something to kind of tell you something that you didn't know, maybe, about that war, or that you didn't know about journalists, rather than the fact that they're over there in this war zone, feeling the adrenaline, getting drunk, sleeping around. I think we kind of know that already, and it doesn't really tell you anything new.
Americans, not the Afghans, that's for sure.
Aussies, too.
The next movie, Zootopia, something completely different.
I've got three items on the docket. First, we need to acknowledge the elephant in the room. Francine, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Number two, there are some new recruits with us I should introduce, but I'm not going to because I don't care.
Animation, yes.
Animation, Disney.
Premise.
So it's called Zootopia, and this is about a mythical kingdom, land, where predators and prey have all learned to coexist. Jennifer Goodwin plays the voice of Judy Hopp. She's the first rabbit on the Zootopia Police Department, and she's going to team up with a fox, one of her natural enemies, to solve a crime. This is pretty interesting in a lot of ways. It's the premise may sound a little overstretched or a little torturous there.
Disney does the ecosystem.
Yes, exactly, as they have done before.
Yes.
But in this case, you've got a movie that I think is really trying to deliver a message that I think resonates today. It's a message about tolerance, about racial profiling, about political correctness, and I think it works really well. Sometimes these metaphors get a little overstretched, but it's a lot of fun. The animation's beautiful. Jason Bateman is the fox. He's great.
Rafer Guzman loved Zootopia, not so much on Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Rafer Guzman, have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
He's a film critic for Newsday and for The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.